Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova for your community comment. It's a serious problem, and it aims to paralyze city governments. While potholes and bums may annoy us, it's nowhere near as destructive as this problem. What am I talking about? Unaccountable and unaffordable liabilities. There's a powerful report released each year by the American Legislative Exchange Council, and the research group lists California as number 48 worst state in the union for unfunded pension liabilities. In another chart, the Golden State ranks 39th for unfunded liabilities as a percentage of state gross product. Before you celebrate that we are not dead last, all this statistic means is that there is more money for politicians to spend before the average person notices. So how did we get into this problem? It has to do with lazy politicians relying on lazy math, with overly optimistic projections. Now, thankfully, a more proper analysis is available in the report, but I'd rather talk about what steps we can take to recover. The first step should be transparency. We all instinctively know that unfunded liabilities is a teeming problem that California legislators have no concept of solving. But just how deep is our own backyard? How deep in this mess is the Eureka City Council? When we feel better if the city had a dedicated website that listed all the projections and accounts pertaining to public pensions and other liabilities? It would need to be updated in a timely manner. Such a database would also be a benefit for potential investors who would feel more comfortable backing projects in the city that has its act together. Alec suggests additional solutions. I suspect California cities will need to accept these changes and soon, ideally while there is still some money in the bank. One idea is a variable benefit or contribution rate that would pay pensioners in a way that reflects current economic factors. Such a fluctuating rate would not guarantee a balanced budget, but it would at least ensure a future where all the stakeholders get a check and the government can continue to operate. While several other more successful states use this rate, California is quickly losing the opportunity to join them. I like this idea a lot because it forces politicians to care about the health of the economy. In most California cities, the only time the health of the economy matters to politicians is during election season. Alec also suggests another option, the cash balance plan. The employer contributes a portion of the employee's salary into an account and invests it on behalf of the employee. The employee is entitled to the funds at retirement, plus an interest rate stipulated in the employee contract. In this way, the benefit is defined. Not gonna lie, that sounds pretty good to me. If you want an emailed copy of the Alec Report, you can contact me or just go online and look up the American Legislative Exchange Council. They have some great ideas for bringing local and state governments into economic prosperity.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.